Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News The World This Hour, I'm Julianne Hazelwood. We begin in BC, where advocates are expressing concern over the province's U-turn on its open drug policy. Yesterday, the premier said he planned to recriminalize narcotic use in public, essentially reversing the only project of its kind in Canada. Yasmin Renea reports.
It's deeply disappointing and, frankly, quite scary.
DJ Larkin with the Canadian Drug Policy Coalition says limiting where people can use drugs puts them at greater risk of overdosing alone.
When the provinces talks about the need for safety for community members, they are failing to address the fact that people who are at risk of dying are our community members.
Premier David Eby has announced plans to make drug use illegal in all public spaces, including inside hospitals, on transit, and in parks, citing the importance of public safety.
We're also expanding resources for people who are struggling with addiction to help them rebuild their lives and exit from addiction.
Advocates also want BC to expand overdose prevention services and access to affordable housing. The new drug rules won't come into effect until Health Canada makes changes to the decriminalization policy. Yasmin Ranea, CBC News, Vancouver.
CBC News has learned Ontario is planning to crack down on cell phone use in schools. The province is expected to announce new measures tomorrow. Ontario imposed cell phone limits in schools in 2019, but critics say those rules were tough to enforce. Sunday's expected announcement follows a series of lawsuits launched by Ontario school boards against social media companies, blaming their products for a decline in learning and mental health among students. Overseas into dueling attacks between Ukraine and Russia. Kyiv has reportedly carried out a series of strikes on two Russian refineries as the two sides step up their assaults on enemy infrastructure. Dominic Valaitis has the details.
Ukraine's Air Force says Russia launched a total of 34 cruise and ballistic missiles at power facilities in three separate regions. Although air defenses took out the majority, 13 got through and hit four thermal power stations. An employee at one site was injured. Both sides have been attacking each other's energy sectors for some time now, but in recent weeks, Russian forces have increased their attacks. Officials say Ukraine has now lost about 80% of its thermal generation and about 35% of its hydro power capacity. Today, President Volodymyr Zelensky repeated a call to Western allies to send more air defenses to Ukraine as soon as possible. The United States says it'll be sending $6 billion of new weapons to the country, including missiles for the Patriot air defense system. It's part of the overall $61 billion package for Ukraine, which President Joe Biden signed into law on Wednesday. Dominic Valaitis, CBC News, London.
In the U.S. Midwest, scenes of utter destruction after a powerful tornado ripped across Nebraska's largest city.
Okay, we gotta go.
Look at that thing. What is that flying?
The twister plowed through homes and businesses in Omaha overnight, tossing cars like toys and snapping trees like twigs. No word yet on possible deaths. This woman describes the aftermath.
It was so scary. It was so scary. Our neighbors, everybody, everyone's houses are gone. They're gone.
Forecasters have issued tornado watches for much of the region today, including Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. A popular tourist destination in Quebec is introducing a $30 visitor fee. The mandatory fee will be for domestic and international travelers who stay in the Magdalen Islands. It will only apply if you stay for more than 24 hours between May and mid-October. And those who don't pay risk a $1,000 fine. The mayor says the fee is necessary because summer tourists are burdening local services and putting a strain on municipal revenue. And that's your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Julianne Hazelwood.